Tango TV, also known as Dune Radio. Finally, we have resurrected this show again. This is a really beaten corpse. To discuss Dune 4, of course, the reveal recently came out. In fact, it was on Monday, I think. Oh, it would have been Monday my time, Sunday there. At the Bethesda E3 conference, their first ever. So, we are simply here to sit down and discuss our impressions and what we expected before and the lead-up with the trailer and things like that. We didn't see any gameplay. It was very, very, very closed circuit. They succeeded in not letting any information on the game get out, really. So, it was a lot of speculation riding there. But finally, the reveal has come, and I'm sure we all have impressions. That's why we're here to discuss it. So, with me today is TMD, the Morning Donut. Pavera, who's Sideshow Pavera, I think we used to call him, for appearing and giving his opinions on Dune Radio, and host regular Matt Tropiano with us.
Hello.
The question is very, very simple, and we're going to go around the table. What were our expectations of Dune 4 prior to the reveal?
Yeah, so going into it, this is our impressions before I even watched the trailer. I guess really my impressions of Dune 4 began at all last year when they unveiled it, behind closed doors at QuakeCon. And I was watching some of the Twitter feeds. I was sitting on a train watching the Twitter feeds, and I was, seeing people say, like, oh, this guy rips the guy's arm off and puts it on the thing. And then there's chainsaw on demons. And I'm just thinking, like, yeah, okay, that sounds like a... people think Doom is all about. So I went into this trailer expecting to see, kind of like a, some id Tech 5 version of Brutal Doom or something like that. I was pretty.
Yeah, not 6. Did you expect it pretty, to be technologically advanced? Because we know.
Yeah, I was thinking an id Tech 6 version of Brutal Doom.
It's on six now,
but I don't know if you were expecting 5. 6. 5 was Rage.
I was expecting some high tech engine that's got all those fancy bells and whistles and it's able to render the color orange and brown very nicely and
it does
crisp.
I mean,
high definition way.
Obviously with the first Doom and then Doom 3, the engines were. They were pretty revolutionary, I guess.
Each one.
There hasn't really been any talk about with Doom 4.
Well,
yeah.
I liked what I saw, but I'll talk more about that later on.
Right.
With impressions. Mm-hmm.
But, no one really... Was anyone with their expectations thinking that the engine, id Tech 6, was really going to do the same as id Tech 3 did?
I was expecting it to look like a logical next step in, graphical processing or whatever. Because this is 2015. It hasn't been unveiled yet. We've seen Rage. We've seen Wolfenstein, The New Order. We know what those games look like. So I'm figuring, they're going to come out and, impress us even more, more diminishing returns and all that stuff. some other fancy effects.
Bethesda, that wasn't their main order. Like, they weren't going to E3 to present Doom. That was just kind of a lead-in. Like, I couldn't help but notice that was the first thing that they showed. So I wasn't sure if they were going for, a real groundbreaker of a show. They just wanted to show, we've done something to it. It exists. It's coming up. But this isn't our main focus.
It was almost like we'll get to the audience and whet the appetite before...
That explains all the press.
Well, that was a very carefully selected word, I assure you. Go on.
Well, there were a lot of skeletons in there, but,
Well, that was the iconic showpiece monster, of course. Well, I guess we could discuss it a little bit in the future.
That's interesting, though. There tends to be like a showcase monster every Doom iteration. Yeah, there was a lot of focus on the Revenant this time around.
Of course, but it wasn't very well optimized, though, was it? For PC. I never actually played the game, but I've heard a lot that even post-patch, when they attempted to fix those issues, it was still a little shoddy to run. And I know that... Id games typically seem to be more friendly to NVIDIA users. I'm not sure, did anyone here play Rage?
Well,
could they offer experience sort of with that game?
I played Rage.
Did that affect any expectations on Doom 4?
I didn't really have much of a problem with it. I ran it on a pretty, you know, fairly proficient video card for the time. It wasn't like top line. It was like upper mid tier maybe. And I thought it ran pretty well. I was more impressed with the Rage id Tech 5 engine than I think a lot of people were, because I was impressed with the fact that it seemed to run at a pretty smooth frame rate, even though it was rendering these really complex scenes all the time. And it had some give and take here and there, where it was like, oh, you turn around really fast and all the blurry textures slowly kind of pop in. But at the end of the day, you're getting this really smooth frame rate. And it was a high frame rate. I remember the action never really seemed to dip. I never had problems, you know, like actually playing or, you know,
so suffice it to say, you didn't affect any, you didn't have any nagging suspicions about what problems Doomfall might have.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to run, you know, smooth and look nice. I'm expecting it to be like a logical progression of id Tech 5, pretty much that engine, but a little glossier, probably a little more catered towards even these high-powered video cards that are coming out now, especially with, you know, now they're, you know, quote-unquote breaking, you know, the limitations of the last generation consoles. They can, you know, they can at least say, like, well, now that we got the PS4 or whatever, we can make some, you know, even better graphics so that, you know, we don't have to try to make it work on PS3. I don't know. Is it coming out on the last-gen consoles? I don't think it is.
What's so, the last-gen? Is it PS3? No.
Yeah, the PS3, the previous one was.
They didn't really say, did they?
No.
I think they
I don't think it is.
Although I did notice that when they were listing the systems that it would be made for, that PC was right at the bottom, which shouldn't surprise, I suppose, but it was a little humorous.
Yeah.
I mean, at this moment, you know, that there are still a lot of console players as well as PC players and now Macintosh players. But, I mean, there's... Okay. The thing is, though, technology aside, my impressions or my thoughts going into you know, what to expect technology wise from Doom 4 is just another id Tech engine or something that was built upon id Tech 5,
a demo page
which was used
kind of.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I had very, very few expectations going into Doom 4, much less it actually being released at some point. So,
right,
true enough. Because of course we all heard about Call of Doom as they began to call it after the information leaked, and what the hell that was. I'm not sure if anyone's seen the screenshots of that, or I think
I saw the clip of it screenshots. It was like a trailer thing. It was pretty Call of Doomy.
In what way?
Do me.
Someone's gonna have to enlighten me here, because I only saw the screenshots of it. So what direction?
I think I saw a trailer.
In?
I don't know. I think I also was watching a lot of like Call of Duty things and getting upset at making sure that I didn't see the same tropes when I watched the trailer. Well, the gameplay thing. That I don't pay attention to Call of Duty, but I wanted to make sure it wasn't that. I think it was actually a fan made trailer that used the screenshots that were posted and like. Maybe
no
a Call of Duty.
Parts. Okay.
There were no moving parts. I'm trying to recall it. I saw it like 2 weeks ago.
There was totally a trailer that got posted for whatever the previous iteration of Doom 4 was before they scrapped it. It was pretty stupid. I'm just gonna say it was pretty dumb.
It was a non-event. That's probably why I don't remember it.
Is it the same dev team now behind Doom 4? Did they give us any information?
I think
changing of the guard, because that'd be.
I want to say that there was this dev team and they were just like, this sucks, let's just do it again, or something like that. I don't know. That's what I think. I don't keep up, honestly, much.
It'd be interesting
on
to hear
the
high word came from Bethesda as to, you know, stepping in and saying, actually, this isn't what we planned for you doing, or if internally they decided that project would have to be canned and then rewritten from scratch because it wasn't what they had in mind. Although I don't know how you could go in a direction like that. So 180 from what Doom's about, straight off the bat. But anyway, no real expectations from Matt there. I didn't have any myself, to be honest, going into. going into the reveal, obviously I took a look at the teaser, the 3-second teaser, and then I straight away went back to my lunch. Didn't bat an eyelash. It wasn't enough there for me to even begin working the cogs in my head. Mostly, the expectations arose and coincided with what I actually saw in the reveal, because when I saw how swift the combat was, I guess, in principle, then my mind just began to run in all sorts of directions. Well, if they got this aspect right, then maybe they've got exploration down pat as well. And so my mind just began a sort of showreel of things that they might be implementing in Doom 4, and then I was promptly, maybe, let down.
Well, most of my expectations came from what I had heard from QuakeCon last year, where they showed pretty much the first gameplay. From what I heard from, Demon Sphere and other people who were at QuakeCon, it was the same thing. I was hearing a lot of similarities to Brutal Doom, which was concerning for me. So I was making sure they weren't making Brutal Doom 4, because then we'd never hear the end of it. So I was kind of apprehensive going in.
V21,
Yeah, V21. The teaser, though, that also was an event. I'm like, okay, they have a spinning skeleton, they're playing off memes, whatever. Non-event, went back to work. But yeah, I was going in there all a little worried of what I was going to see. I was afraid it would be Call of Doom, where people would forget about it because it's every other shooter, or it would be Brutal Doom for canon. And
there's one thing I wanted to add. I'm sorry, I just cut you off there.
I was done.
I had to start speaking. But yeah, there was one thing I wanted to add to what I said was this other. I couldn't really put it into words, but there was this thing in the back of my head. The way I was imagining this thing to be unveiled was they were going to get up on stage and present this as we have figured out what you want. We have figured out based on this one aspect of the Doom community what you want. And it totally, to me, it totally went down like that. Here's the blood, here's the chainsaw slicing the guy in half, and it takes 3 seconds every time. Here's the part where he rips out the guy's heart, shoves it down his throat, we figured it out. This is what Doomers want. And I guess that's pretty much what I was expecting to see.
I think that's a pretty good segue.
All brutal, all the time. Which, upon seeing it, I definitely saw the elements that came from that, but there were parts that I thought they did right. I like the speed.
I agree with
you. Well, let's go into that then. I mean, that seems a perfectly decent segue, so we can go around the table once again and talk about how those expectations measured up to reality. I have heard some people's criticizing the similarity to Brutal Doom, certainly saying that they don't see where it is. Because, I mean, let's face it, fatalities and the like, they've always been a thing. Brutal Doom might have popularized it with the name Doom, and maybe that's the idea that some people are getting there, but certainly the elements that we're seeing in Doom, in one sense, they're not new at all. Speed in an FPS isn't new. Fatalities isn't new, also in an FPS.
But who was it that brutality into the FPS genre all those many years ago? The answer is Doom. But they're bringing that into the next generation. It was just
finishes, I suppose, is probably the better way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got a lot of different words for that sort of thing. Anyway,
it was just.
I think there's an element that, Brutal Doom and the new reveal of Doom 4 that they both kind of share in common, which I think, though Brutal Doom still is just off the charts, is, I like to call it hyper gore. And it's it's like that. You know, Doom is gory. Doom has the blood, and you shoot the guy, and the little spatters come out, and they fall over, and the bloody corpse. But, it never goes into this absurd hyper-gore territory where you're ripping the guy's flesh off, and, there's, a five-second cut of Doom guy, reveling in the pieces flying everywhere. And I also don't think, from what I saw in the trailer, it wasn't the first thing that popped into my head, this is exactly like Brutal Doom. It was more like, it looks like they're toying with the melee fatalities and some kind of a little gruesome scenes in the skull or the face in half or whatever, but it also kind of ends right there. It's punctuated, and then you keep moving. You know, so I was happy to see that it wasn't like we're reveling in hyper gore like Brutal Doom does. They had to do,
they had to do something to get new audiences in.
It certainly didn't seem like they were hanging their hat on the whole.
They weren't hanging their head on it, but they needed something like that to draw newer audiences in, because newer audiences need something more than just, oh, you shot the thing and there's blood and oh god, you're killing the demons. It's been done. It's been done for 20 years. You need something new. You need something. But I'd like the speed
of it. It's
going
to be really hard to hook people. Yeah, like the speed of it, it looks like they are trying to go for, like, you're tackling this level, you're going into it, there's a monster, and then you can go around this way, and there's some more monsters there, instead of, like, you know, you drop into an arena, and then the doors close around you, and you back up before the monster gets to you, stuff like that. But it's also, it's a really hard sell to modern audiences what we, you know, core Doom community think of as what Doom is. You know, a great, great level design and the flow and the speed of the maps and stuff like that alone. You know, like, we think mechanically. You know, we think.
But are we the core Doom community? We're a Doom community, a prominent one, but there are other Doom communities that we need to keep in mind as well. Brutal Doom has a community.
Right, so. We are a minority, you know, a very, very small minority who likes to think of Doom in a certain way. And so it's going to, I thought that would be a hard sell to a wide audience. They're trying to reboot this and sell it, you know, so that so really can't go into it not expecting. So.
They did what they could to make that balance happen. They needed, like, that fast gameplay, but they also needed something shocking for other audiences,
exactly.
Otherwise. It's a fast FPS. That's like nothing we've seen before. We want the same.
So,
because,
TMD. I mean, you were talking before your expectations and how you were concerned with the whole Brutal Doom aspect going in. And then compared to what you saw, could you disconnect the idea of Brutal Doom from what you were seeing, or was it sort of confirmation?
I can give a disconnect saying, okay, this isn't Brutal Doom V21. I can also say that, yeah, there's probably a little bit of inspiration from Brutal Doom, but that comes with the territory. If they were trying to make that balance between vanilla purists, this is a fast FPS that nobody's ever recreated, versus this is a gore fest, you're not just beating hell, you're beating the hell out of hell. And to achieve that balance, you have to do something brutal. But they didn't revel in it entirely. If there were fatalities, the fatalities taken like 1 second. It exists. There's ultra violence, to just use that term. And that's a necessary part of the Doom franchise, I think. If they're making a new iteration, that is.
Okay. Let's just jump over to Matt there, who's been a little quiet.
Yeah.
Probably waiting for his window of opportunity. So we're going to give it another
kind of. Yeah, I was kind of waiting for an opening to talk. not you. Impressions. Well, the whole thing looked like it was meant for, you know, the crowd. It was meant for people that maybe wanted to hear something about Doom's development or where they are and what the gameplay is going to be like. But like any other E3 presentation, it seemed like it was more for shareholders, investors, and a lot of other people that have money in it. I mean, like, a kind of like if they were showing it to anybody other than the press or anybody else with money in their pockets, it would be different. They actually, it's a presentation anyway, so it's like, well, what do we need to show off? We need to show off that you can shoot things. We can show off maybe some new things that make the Doom guy move around, like that double jump, like right in the beginning,
right.
And stuff like that, and just scenery.
Classic,
so it had to be,
slice.
Yeah, like it had to be, like people are like, whoa, oh, they said it was fast. How come it's not fast? Well, they have to kind of like show off the scenery a little bit, so it's not going to be like super quick, and it seemed more like a demo rather than gameplay. So I understand where the criticism's coming from, but we're not the only audience. The fans, the people that want to purchase a game are not the audience.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of, I guess it's kind of I guess presentation-wise, we're not going to see just straight up shooting things and whatever because there are set pieces that they want to show
That's
off.
That's correct.
So yeah. It's never going to be it's never going to be truly representative of what the game is going to exactly be like. So I'm still kind of cautiously optimistic about Bethesda and ZeniMax kind of being true to what Doom originally is, and so far they've been doing a decent job with other intellectual properties. So I guess I don't know. Like, time will tell, really. And it looks
very controlled,
all right.
We must be very, very careful about jumping to conclusions. That's always the case with when we haven't actually been given the game, of course, and you have to play it and get your proper impressions there. But this is a very controlled environment. And you can't be saying, you can't be criticizing Doom 4 as a whole for what it doesn't have when an environment like that is catered
we were showing
for a specific audience.
Like 15 minutes of gameplay.
And then even then, just extremely controlled. So I can't really speak much to, you know, clearly there's, you know, it's extremely linear in level design. Sure, there are other paths you could go down, but he didn't take them. Well, he didn't take them because it's a demo, right? And he's going on on the yellow brick road specifically in order to show off controlled parts of the game.
Honestly, even in that demo setting, that trailer that they showed, I know they followed a linear path and all, you know, show off like, yeah, here's the straight action. It looked like there were a lot of things you could do. It looked like you could have gone that way or this way or jumped down to that ledge or something like that. But they didn't do it. Like you said, you know, it's a vertical slice. They got to show you pick up the double shotgun, you know, and that kind of stuff. You know, like you said, we were collectively showed 15 minutes of canned gameplay. I mean, there's going to be more to it. There has to be, you know, and we'll get more. There's a whole year between it now and it releasing, too.
Correct.
Pretty much.
There are some main talking points, I guess, which we do have enough information and to form something of an opinion, bearing in mind what we just said. And I suppose we'll get to those now, since a lot of our listeners will be wanting to know our opinions on them. We can discard the weapon wheel because that's a console. I imagine we'll be able to just punch buttons in order to select our weapon and stuff like that. No big deal. And we've spoken a bit about fatalities. Let's talk about the color, the tint, the piss and shit tint, as it's often...
brown and blue.
Yes, tastefully referred to. And also the item spillage that you get from monsters, which to me is also a bigger talking point, because that's actually one of the pieces of information that we've received that I think we could extrapolate from to suggest actually maybe they're not going to be focusing on exploration that much.
Because you get
everything you need
about
along the yellow brick road. But let's talk about color first. Let's talk about our opinions on, does it need to be a colorful game?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Was Doom supposed to be colorful back in, like, its original forms? Like, back in Doom 1, Doom 2, was that revolutionary in terms of color? Like, I honestly don't know that. I was too young to know anything else.
Not compared to Commander Keen.
Okay.
Wolfenstein, probably not. No.
But I feel that the colorful aspect of it, while it evolved significantly more in like the past decade due to mods, Doom is supposed to be a colorful game. Like, it's more colorful than anything, well, most things that have come since then. Like, Quake, Unreal, most like the big-time games. I mean, Halo was kind of colorful, I guess, but... that kind of fell by the way.
I think Halo was quite colorful.
Yeah, no, I was going to say Halo was
Unreal. Yeah. I thought Unreal was really colorful.
Mm. But what about the past, like,
yeah, it's Unreal Tournament, definitely. But the past 8 years or so, I don't know.
Yeah. Unreal, Halo, I was going to say, those are colorful games.
That cinematic color correction type of tinge to a lot of... you know, it would muddy all the colors together because they're going for a certain mood or feel, and that's going to affect the full scene mostly, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing about before we did this, I watched the trailers again, and I watched the Hell trailer, and it's really strange because they kind of pan over this big hell valley and it's all brown. I mean, the whole thing is just this big brown, like, gorge.
Yes.
Except in the distance, there's this one little purple, like, little purple torch lamp in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just thinking, like, it could totally be a colorful game. As you can see, there is a bright purple lamp in the distance there. So, yeah, it makes me think they showed off some, maybe they showed off some areas of the game that, you know, kind of meld together and they have like a one tied together color theme. But like, you know, like we've said, that we've been shown two levels, you know, one of them was very orange predominantly with the lava and stuff like that. And so they wanted to look like a hot, you know, manufacturing place, industrial and, you know, very violent looking, you know? And so I think that pulls it off pretty well.
Right.
The hell level could probably be a little more colorful. I mean, hell in Doom 1 and 2, very, very colorful, very surreal kind
very
of
red
kind of vision of hell rather than, you know, the prototypical fire and brimstone, you know?
Right.
I would think that
kind of fire and brimstone-y.
Yeah, man.
I would think that maybe the monotone colors are kind of maybe intentional, because you'd see that a lot of the pickups and power-ups were a vivid or bright color, so they would stand out.
Yes.
So, I mean, I guess according to, like, maybe just gameplay or for important things to stand out, it may have been a deliberate choice to have your environment kind of muted and anything that could kill you or that you'll need to engage with is vivid and stands out.
Mm. Yeah, it's. I've heard a lot of people remark on the cover discussion that it's important to make a distinction between things that you interact with in the game, like the monsters and the pickups and things, and the background, the foreground of the background. In Doom, there seems to be Doom 4. There seems to be a big similarity between. I don't think that'll be as big a problem as some people are making it out, but it did get me thinking that in the original games, there is a huge contrast between monsters that you always know what they are. I mean, you never yes. confuse monsters in front of you with whatever's in the background. And there's a lot of monster identity that comes out of that. Obviously, you have unique sounds for the monsters, and that's important because the unique monsters do unique things. You know, they challenge the players in different ways. And one of my concerns with some of what I saw in Doom 4 was that some of the monsters weren't challenging the player's movement in unique enough ways. And this is kind of suggested by the whole color thing as well, because maybe there doesn't need to be a big contrast because the player actually approaches fighting them in the same way all the time.
Well,
that's an extrapolation, though. Again,
yeah, I was going to go back to what Matt was
saying. That's very...
It's very much conjecture.
It is
a concern. Right. But, I mean, you take a look at monsters like the Mancubus, for example, which essentially was just, dare I say it, a door of health. I mean, it seems...
That's exactly what it was. But what they were doing, however, was, as Matt said, they were just showing people mechanics. And to most audiences, being able to be attacked from all sides, that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for unique monsters. You're looking for big fights.
Right.
That's
I guess the number of people in the audience who are thinking of, God, I can't wait to see some intelligent monster placement, they would be numbering in the zero.
They're numbering the same. So I don't think they wanted to show that when they're trying to make their show.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was more that. Like, I don't know. I'm not making full assumptions, but moving forward, I do want to see a bit more of that intelligence fights, but I think they'll do that more and more.
On the topic of monster placement, I do want to point out that in the Hell trailer, I noticed when the player was walking around, there was one point when they returned back to like one side of the pit they were in, and a wall lowers and a Mancubus comes out, and it makes me think like, oh, well, maybe that's a trigger, like kind of like in a Doom map, like, oh, this wall lowers and more monsters come out. So, you know, monster placement, there was probably some thought into putting, you know, a Mancubus behind that, like a grand reveal in some way. Maybe it's the first time you encounter one.
I, like
we've been saying, conjecture, you know, this is an E3 trailer. We want to, you know, appease the mass audience. We want to show some explosions and some guts.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to think that when we get our hands on the game, there's going to be a logical progression to how fights work. You're gonna learn, like, oh, these are the weak enemies. They're gonna do you this way, and then, oh, there's the imp. They're gonna throw fireballs at you and bounce around, and then they'll start mixing the monsters together, and you will gradually understand, like, one from the other. I had also read an article somewhere. I mean, this is what they always say, but, like, oh, the guy playing the trailers is an expert on the game, and so he just knows the mechanics so well that it makes it seem, you know, like it is.
Yeah, no, he's not.
And that's entirely possible, too.
God damn it, Marty.
I mean, like, the person playing the game for the promos is the guy that, you know, he's in marketing. He's not in testing. He's showing off all the nice bits and pieces for people to ooh and ah at. So, I mean, we're not going to... I mean, when we get closer to the release of the game, we're going to see just regular gameplay and stuff like that. But,
and that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's more what I would be looking forward to as well. Mm-hmm. That's what we're looking for, really, as players. So, I mean, the rest is just, hey, we have a thing coming out. We're actually working on it. So, please, pay attention to us a little bit more for the coming months.
Being an E3 trailer goes, it was pretty much like quintessential E3 trailer. It even had the little Doom door opening sound in there to tug at your nostalgia strings. little things like that.
There's also one other thing in the room that was also mentioned. That ability to make maps was something I was not expecting going in, and something that, like, really sold me. For moving forward.
I think this
is there a discussion on that?
We're going to do that a little bit later after we discuss what the more controversial points that people have been pointing out in the immediate trailer. There are a couple more. There's obviously the items village and stuff like that. There could be more extrapolation from there, barking out the same tree, which is kind of fun. Mm-hmm. I honestly like taking guesses from being given questions
information
and coming back and going, hey, I was wrong, or hey, I was totally right, vindicated.
Does that mean that monsters can pick up health that was on the ground now at last?
I don't know.
Yeah.
At Ally and Dime, by the way, who is with us on Twitch, he asked us we're taking questions now from Twitch. I think that's a pretty good idea since we're streaming it live. And he's taking quibble with the lower tier of the game. And I do suspect, again, some more extrapolation, but thinking that the combat in the game might be made or broken off the back of the sort of middle tier that you fight, because it seemed to me like what we were shown in the trailer, the lower tier was there mostly as fatality material, food for...
Mm-hmm.
They weren't there to be a threat, they were there for you to have fun and beat things up.
Door fodder.
Now, that could well change. I actually suspect it will. I think the lower tier could have a massive impact.
I would hope it does, because I mean, some of the best fights, my favorite fights in any Doom map, are the ones where you go up against a bunch of weak monsters that can totally overwhelm you, you know?
Mm-hmm. And being able to take down multiple with one shot is still a thing, though, despite that being the case. Yeah. And maybe the Mr. Marketer player was probably... playing, you know, missing quite deliberately when he was shooting at him three times and not managing to take it down, things like that. So I wouldn't read too much into that. But I think that'll be very interesting to see when it's the relationship between those sort of lower tier monsters and
monsters,
combat with bigger ones, you know. Because actually,
by the time
my brain sort of clicked when we were fighting the Hell Knights, I was like, hang on, this reminds me of fighting in Doom 2. You were wheeling around it with the SSG and you were evading shots.
Yes.
I did. A little nostalgia blip just there, and that's a very biased side of my head, but I smiled a little bit when that happened. So
one moment in the trailer that made me smile. It was a short moment, but there's one part where there's I don't know what enemy it was supposed to be, but it was it's like shooting these rapid red balls at you, and the player just kind of sidesteps them, and then, you know, comes around the side and gets them. I thought it was like, okay, great, we're dodging projectiles. That's neat. I'm happy to see that.
Right. I mean, us hardcore Doom fanatics, we might want to make it more complicated than that and say, you know, Doom's more than about that. But if the buck stops there, honestly, at Doom 4 is movement as defense against projectiles, and that's that's the biggest similarity that there is. That's fine. I mean, that's a big step,
yeah.
I think.
Do you think there'll be any new monsters added to the bestiary moving into Doom 4?
I would be absolutely certain.
Absolutely certain of that.
Yeah. I mean, Doom 3 did it. I'd be 100% certain. Because I don't even think Doom 3
really
added
did.
A new weapon came out, did it?
Yeah. They added a machine gun, and I believe Doom 4 will also have a machine gun. Something that's not quite the chain gun. I mean, the chain gun's going to be beefed up. I think the machine gun will pretty much be the Doom 1, Doom 2 chain gun, where it's just a faster pistol. But I think they may pull, like, a Valiant with the proper chain gun and make it, like, popcorn shooter death by lots of bullets. But I think they will throw something between the pistol and the chain gun.
You notice in the trailer, they always start off the shotgun.
I have no problem. I mean, Quake did that, didn't they?
Nobody cares about a pistol.
Quake did shotgun, yeah.
Although the shotgun in Quake was also it's a completely different synergy between weapons and monsters in Quake, because you couldn't kill anything in one shot with a shotgun in Quake. So it was the pistol, essentially. Just disguised as a shotgun.
It was the pistol,
yeah.
But speaking about weapons, the chainsaw, and there's also a super chainsaw, if anyone noticed that, and that was
peculiar. I did notice that, yeah. What could
number
that be?
Six next to it.
Could that be like the double-bladed chainsaw from Doom 64?
I don't know. But what I was thinking, it was a fatality-exclusive weapon. And my initial reaction was, that's questionable. But then I thought, that's not really a bad thing, necessarily, because the chainsaw, to begin with, was a gimmick. It's not particularly useful.
It is.
It's there just for funsies. So if that happens to be what the weapon's all about in Doom 4, I honestly don't think I'll have a problem with it. Although,
showed and how it works and how it's kind of really grisly the way it saws the dude in half. Perfectly honest, I think that is fine. Because the chainsaw in Doom, you know, you go up to an enemy, it takes a second to chainsaw him in half anyway. The only thing it really is missing is the chainsaw going through the monster, you know? So the timing on killing an enemy with the chainsaw seemed pretty similar to the timing on killing an enemy with the chainsaw in Doom to me. So I mean, why not? You know, why not?
I guess I'll take it out when I'm in the mood for a bit of cinema. And put it away when I want to play.
If I remember correctly, there is actually a PDA note in Doom 3 lampshading the fact that there are chainsaws in UAC's facility.
They can't pull the same gig twice, can they?
No.
No, they might.
Well, look, not like anyone played Doom 3.
Oh, shots fired.
Well, I've still got it installed for when Doom 3 Fightballs comes out.
So do I. Never played it.
Yeah, that'll be in about 3 years or more.
But yeah, no, I do like they did that in Doom 3, to be serious, but I don't know if they'd pull it off again. But...
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, Doom my impression is that they're trying to go for the whole, like, fun aspect. They're trying to go for we're going back to this is the game again, this is silly, we're gruesome, and we're running around, you know, like...
Doom 3's downfall was it took itself too seriously, and that's why nobody cares anymore. Well, that's why not as many people care anymore. I'm trying not to fire any more shots. Excuse me.
Hey,
but I think let's do it for funsies. We have chainsaws on Mars. Why the hell not?
You're providing us with some pretty good segues here, TMD, because who the hell cares? That's a pretty good segue into our talking about the longevity, we think, of Doom 4. And this is a great time, I think, to talk about Snapchat, which you were beginning to talk about earlier. So
Snapchat.
My mind keeps muddling up there. Never mind. Okay. Why don't you kick us off there? Snap map.
Yeah, Snap map. Okay.
What is it?
Snap map is make your own maps in Doom 4. That's basically all they said. They didn't talk much more about it. But there's a modding community that's offered right off the bat in Doom 4, and I found that really pleasant. From what I understand, Bethesda released, like, some other Skyfall game. I don't know. They have, like, mods in there or something, and people like it. I don't know anything about it, though.
Skyfall, yeah. I don't know. I like the fact that they are really trying to push. I mean... Regardless of what the snap map turns out to be, I mean, what they showed was like, hey, we got some prefab pieces, you stick them together, you can put monsters anywhere you want, it's going to be really easy for anyone to do it. I like the...
That's good initiative.
The, initiative. Yeah, I like the feeling of like, hey, we want to harken back to that time where like anyone can make maps and you can play each other's maps and you can upload them and rate them and it's fun. You know, like, let's build the community again.
Yeah, and in that regard, whatever that Skyfall, Skyrim, whatever it is, it's still massively popular after several years, mostly because of the availability of mods. And I think that's what Bethesda was going for with that. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, if they take the same like approach that worked so successfully in Skyrim, I think Doom 4 has a chance as long as they don't screw it up.
We did get some details on the nature of Snap.
If they're going for a modding-based game, like Skyrim was really sellable because of the fact you can mod it, and that Bethesda was cool with it, if they take that same approach towards Doom 4, I think it will have a longevity significantly more than Doom 3. I don't know if they'll reach Doom 1, Doom 2 levels. I don't think I'll be around in the community in 20 years. But that's where it's getting kind of
sad. I like to hope that the Snap Map isn't just Lego pieces, like snapping together.
I'd like to think that
there's maybe an advanced feature where you can try to piece together your own, you know, actual layouts and stuff like that. I think that'd be really neat. Because what it showed was like a top down perspective, you know. So why not? Why couldn't you draw something and then switch to like a lower, you know, lower floor view and draw something underneath, you know? And I think that'd be pretty cool to play around with something like that.
All I know is that if there is a prefab with angled walls that are not 90 or 45 degrees, that is the only prefab that I'll be using. I won't be using those corners, man. Like, my classic game sensibilities. But if you're able to create your own prefabs and then submit them and then they'll just multiply, then essentially that is the same almost as being given free reign over geometry. You just hope it would get to that stage at some point. It's nice to dream. You also seem to have access to rudimentary scripting. So there's a bit of freedom in there.
For anyone who's played
Time Splitters, it's similar to that, from what I've heard. I'm not sure if anyone...
That's what it reminds me of, Time Splitters. And that was a lot of fun to play with. I played with that map editor a lot. That was really cool, you know? And it was... And, you know, it's funny because you look at it and you think, like, well, we're just going to get a bunch of carbon copy maps all the time. But it really turned out with Time Splitters, as simplistic as it was, people could make some pretty cool stuff. And it always felt pretty unique when you played, even though you're still using the same kind of, you know, cookie-cutter hallways that they give you in the map editor. You maybe couldn't quite come to the full quality of the campaign mode maps or whatever, but you can get pretty close, especially for multiplayer levels, you know, and I always loved doing that kind of stuff with like the Tony Hawk Pro Skater games. You can make your own maps in that. And that was a lot of fun. And,
that was snap.
So I think it would build a pretty cool.
They did amp up also a particular game mode in multiplayer in which you would take on waves of monsters, and I was sitting in ISA at the time, and I think the word stronghold cropped up about 10 times.
There are other games that have done it well.
There are, yes, of course, but I think people were just eager to land bass.
I know this will fire a shot or two, but Call of Duty had a fun version of that, and I dare say Call of Duty and fun in the same sentence. But they had a fun mode with that a couple of times. And so I think there's potential in it. It's not all going to be Stronghold. But that's one I'm kind of baiting my breath on.
No, I frankly don't have an opinion on it. I thought it was just funny at the time.
I have a strange feeling. Counter counts down with a high definition count from 5 at the beginning of each map. That'd be pretty great.
Each day.
So Matt, I get, you must have a few opinions on SnapMap as a programmer and a long-time modder yourself. What are your hopes for it, or are you wildly optimistic about it? Do you share the same opinions as us?
Well, I'm approaching this as, well, let's face it. We're not going to get, like, how editing Doom is currently, of course. I mean, because of... You know, the Doom engine, the id Tech 0 or whatever, still really, really simple. And so the tools are simple and we just make amazing complex things with the simple tools. But as game engines get more and more complex and there's a lot more stuff that mappers have to deal with. Like, we've seen it when Quake editing started becoming a thing. We weren't working with sectors or anything two-dimensional. We were working with brushes and three-dimensional shapes, and there was a lot more effort needed to create something in that engine. And then if you fiddle around with Doom 3's editor, QE Radiant, that was, or QE 4 Radiant, whatever it was, it still has another level of complexity added to that, because now you're talking about materials and the shader stuff maybe some prefabricated models and stuff if you really wanted to add set pieces, but then you still had to create the geometry yourself. So, I mean, Bethesda and ZeniMax, as companies that realize the potential for giving these tools or some kind of tools to the community, they know the value of making things easy to use. And in something as complex as what Doom 4 is turning out to be, I'm glad to see some kind of tool that makes creation of something
accessible.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
Yes,
accessible,
absolutely.
Simple. Because, like, they could go the other route of saying, okay, well, we also have this crazy editor that we use to make all these little prefab shapes, and you could, you know, do stuff with that. Kind of not as similar to, but kind of akin to, if you've ever edited Portal 2 maps, when Valve released their map creation kit, it was like that simple in-universe type of creating diagrams and maps sort of deal, and you're like, you're turning it around, you're stretching out walls, and you're adding more things, and you're making some surfaces not portable, and you're adding triggers and stuff for the laser things and the pressure plates and whatnot, and they had the additional capability to export that to Hammer, the Source Engine's editor, the Hammer's map format, so you could actually just completely change that, like the geometry. So I'm hoping something similar exists for, like, that sort of export from, like, SnapMap to whatever Radiant editor or Radiant Generation editor that's with id Tech 6, kind of similar to what Rage's id Studio editor was like. So, I mean, the tools exist someplace. Whether or not they make it available to your everyday mappers or modders is the big question, but I don't really see any reason to doubt that Bethesda or Zeni wouldn't release those sorts of things.
They've always done. They did it for Oblivion. They did it for Skyrim and Fallout 3. Those were all very, very editable games. I mean, it was prefab snapping, but you could also. I'm pretty sure you could also do your own stuff in that.
You can import a lot of stuff in meshes and create. What was it? Create the bounding regions and like physics. Objects along with those objects. So, really, I have no reason really to doubt that that sort of thing will be seen for Doom 4. Heck, a lot of their intellectual properties might have similar technology now that they've kind of absorbed id Tech 5 technology into their creation engine and a lot of other stuff. So, you know what? I was pretty cynical starting out with the whole Doom 4 thing, I must admit, but talking about it, I'm still in the cautiously optimistic category.
Yeah, always hedging your bets, man.
It's definitely made me come around, sitting in this conversation and, you know, hashing it out with everybody. I was prepared to come into this and just be like, yeah, Doom 4 is going to suck. Doom community rules, you know, a number one, bitch, peace out.
Yeah.
You know, like, but no, I've really come around, and I'm actually like feeling pretty hopeful for this. Bethesda's got a great track record of moddability.
I'm hoping to see more at QuakeCon. That's basically my thoughts moving forward.
I've
like,
been going
I,
there
I
on
want
you.
To see something. I'm not passing any judgment. I'm not passing any judgment yet, but. I haven't completely thrown it out the window. I haven't completely bought it, but I think it's as best as it could be given the circumstances.
It sounds like I'm
hoping they talk more about it in an environment where they can talk more about
it. That's right, yeah. Yeah, looking forward to that.
So
as well.
The next 6 months are going to be on bated breath. Like, right now, where I stand, I'm not going to pre-order anything, but I'll certainly buy it the first time it goes on sale, basically.
I think any disappointment that would going to garner at this point seems to be almost exclusively in comparison with the original games, you know, being carried with the Doom now.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think if you can just...
But, you know, lest we forget that, you know, the original Doom will never cease to exist. We will always have it, you know? We'll always be able to love and play Doom, and so I'm happy to see that Doom 4 is trying to, you know, trying to encompass some of what we love about Doom while also moving into a different direction, modern direction or whatever, and we'll always still have Doom. I can always still play it. I'm looking forward to all the big releases in the community, you know? So it's just another thing to look forward to and you know, think of what it could be.
Just quickly on the editor point, since I was browsing the Doom 3 forums recently after having browsed the Doom 4 ones for quite some days.
Did you see any tumbleweeds?
No. There are a couple of people asking how the hell Doom 3 Phobos is going to fare. Like, oh my goodness, is Doom 4 going to be released
before
Doom 3 Phobos?
Yeah, that's been in development for 12 years now.
It's something hefty.
It's a race to the finish. Is it going to be Phobos? Is it going to be Shores of Z-Doom? Is it going to be TNT 2? Is it going to be Doom 4? Is it going to be Doom Forever 4? We'll see!
I saw a editor shot, I think it was actually from some years ago, of one of the levels from Doom 3, and Chivero, who was the head of Team Future, I think, he had a post alongside it saying it was an absolute nightmare to navigate in the editor. You can't even navigate the map in the editor, because the center of it is just so cluttered with material. It's just gotten to that point. So I think... But that's what was the name of the editor? Was it Radiant? Did you say? That's the sort of
QE4 Radiant.
Radiant. That seemed to me like the peak era of cumbersome, unwieldy editors. Best of luck to those guys.
I messed around
that
with the editor a little bit back in 2004-05, and screw that, man. I can't do it.
Well, this is somewhat timely. I think we're going to wrap up here. We're just approaching 1 hour. It's about 55 minutes at the moment.
A quick question for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Or I was going to say a quick question for everybody involved. Who is going to QuakeCon this year?
Can't. I know Donut is. Congratulations. Best of luck to you, and hope you have a good time. My parents are coming down for the first time in 8 years. So.
Oh, no.
Exact same time. So Ben goes out application again.
I will be there.
Be two spots
Rivera,
away.
Me.
Wait, you'll be there?
I will.
Rematch?
Oh no! No!
And
rematch. I'll probably be at QuakeCon for most of the festivities, but I'm also going to be doing some stuff in Dallas because my girlfriend's coming with me, so we're kind of treating it as like a vacation and also QuakeCon.
That's grand.
It'll be like
I've never been to Texas. That's kind of what I want to do as well. Like, yeah, I'll talk to you more about it later. Yeah. But yeah, I'll be there. I'm talking there.
Perhaps the month I will be there. Good. That's good to see that. Yeah,
I will be there as well.
Traveling en masse. Wow. Perhaps we could do a Doom Radio exclusive from there, which we plan to do with AGX. Let's not talk about that. Anyway, this has been something of a discussion. Thanks very much for tuning in to this episode.
But what about Archviles?
Oh, God.
About Archviles?
What about Archviles?
We didn't
about
Archviles.
We're going to talk about so hard.
Archviles, that was the biggest problem I had with the whole thing, honestly.
Next time, TMD.
Next time.
Thanks very much for tuning in. This has been Doom Radio.
Bye-bye.
The Mionic Donut, Matt Tropiano, Rivero. Rivero?
Nice.
Rivero.
I'm thinking in advance of the Romero interview that we're supposed to be having. And Pavera. Thanks one and all. Pavera. See you later.